ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कस्मिन् भाषायां प्रवचनं दातव्यं? संस्कृतभाषायां वा हिन्दीभाषायां वा आङ्ग्लभाषायां वा? तदेव प्रश्नः। मम रुचिः संस्कृतभाषायां, किन्तु प्रायः सर्वेषां संस्कृतश्रवणसंस्कारः नास्ति, तदर्थम् अन्यभाषायां प्रवचनं दातव्यम्। हिन्दी लोकप्रियभाषा, सर्वे भारते प्रायः जानन्ति, किन्तु अत्र ज्येष्ठभक्ताः उपविशन्ति, तदर्थम् एतेषाम् इच्छा, श्रवण इच्छा अस्ति आङ्ग्लभाषायाम्। लुक्स् लैक् ऐ हेव् टु स्पीक् इन् इङ्ग्लिश्। हिन्दी, दे वाण्ट् हिन्दी। कितने लोग यहां बैठा है जो बिल्कुल अंग्रेजी नहीं समझते हैं? हाथ दिखाइए। वेरी फ्यू, मोस्टली दे नो इंग्लिश, फ्यू पीपल डू नॉट नो। हिंदी ट्रांसलेशन इज देयर। तो मलच्छ भाषायां प्रवचनं भविष्यति। विल स्पीक इन इंग्लिश। व्हाट इज द वर्स? 21 अध्याय 7 श्रीमद् भागवतम् अध्याय 7 रे स्कंद 7 अध्याय 13 श्लोक 21 श्री ब्राह्मण उवाच वेद वेदेदम सुरश्रेष्ठ भवान्नन्वार्य सम्मतः इहो परमयोर्नृणाम् पदान्यध्यात्मचक्षुषा श्रीब्रह्मण उवाच वेदेदम् असुरश्रेष्ठ भवान्नन्वर्यसम्मतः इहो परमयोर्नीनाम् पदान्यध्यात्मचक्षुषा। महाराजः, महाराज श्री ब्राह्मण उवाच वेदेदम् असुरश्रेष्ठ भवान् अन्वार्य सम्मतः इहो परमयोर्नृणाम् पदान्यध्यात्मचक्षुषा। अन्य योनिनाम पदान्यध्यात्म चक्षुषा श्री ब्राह्मण उवाच वेदेदम् असुर श्रेष्ठ भवान् अन्वार्य सम्मतः इहो परमयो नृणाम् पदान्यध्यात्म चक्षुषा श्रीब्राह्मण उवाच वेदेदम् असुर श्रेष्ठ भवान्नान्वार्य सम्मतः इहो परमयोर्नृणाम् पदान्यध्यात्म चक्षुषा श्रीब्राह्मण उवाच वेदेदम् असुर श्रेष्ठ भवान्नान्वार्य सम्मतः इहो परमयो नृणाम् पदान्यध्यात्म चक्षुषा श्रीब्राह्मण उवाच वेदेदम् असुर श्रेष्ठ भवान्नान्वार्य च सम्मतः इहो परमयोर्नृणाम् पदान्यध्यात्म चक्षुषा महिला मंडल महिला वर्ग लेडीज नो आई कैन हियर नो पदपातः वर्ड फॉर वर्ड Translation from Sanskrit into English. Shri Brahmanaha Uvacha. The Brahman replied, Veda, know very well, Idam, all these things, Asura Shrestha, O best of the Asuras, Bhavan, you, Nanu, indeed, Arya Sammataha, whose activities are approved by civilized men. Iha, Iha, of inclination. Aparamayoho, of decreasing. Rinam, of the people in general. Padani, different stages. Adhyatma Chakshusha, by transcendental eyes. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The saintly Brahmana said, O best of the Asuras, Prahlad Maharaj, who are recognized by advanced and civilized men, you are aware of the different stages of life because of your inherent transcendental eyes, with which you can see a man's character and thus know clearly the results of acceptance and rejection of things as they are. Purport. A pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can understand the minds of others because of his pure vision in devotional service. A devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can study a man's character without difficulty. Hare Krishna. So, If someone is taking intoxication, then we can understand that he is influenced by the mode of ignorance, tamogun. So, reading a man's mind by his activities, someone can be extremely powerful to understand what's inside of other people's heads, but generally by their behavior. It's how they treat others, how someone treats others. Amanina manadena. We should always respect, offer all respect to others, but very difficult, even for a devotee. Simply changing the dress and putting on the tilak doesn't change the mentality. And that may go on for many years. That may go on for many years. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmine gavihastini shuni chaiva shvapake cha pandita samadarshinaha. Very famous verse in Gita that a learned person sees everyone as equal. But seeing everyone as equal is not the same thing as modern egalitarianism. Right? Egalitarianism says that all the bodies are equal. But when Gita says, or when Prahlad Maharaj can see someone's mentality because he's a great devotee, the Atma we see as equal. Right? Shvapake, in the body of a dog eater. But when we see a dog eater, we don't go close to him. We don't go to his house and eat. Isn't it? Pandita Samadarshinaha. Some of us go to the Juhu beach to take a walk. Narsariya, right? Narsariya, Narsariya ji. Lots of dogs are being walked on the beach. Lots of dogs. Some are free and some people. Palita Pashu, right? Protected animal. Palita Pashu. So we don't embrace those dogs, we don't touch those dogs. In fact, if we touch those dogs, we have to take a bath. Vedic achar. Vedic achar, if you touch a dog, you should take a bath. Then, Pandita Samadarshinaha, what does it mean? Then Prahlad understands the minds of others. There are different type of people in the world. All are not same. And different bodies, all are not same. Krishna says in Gita, Mam hi partha vyapashritya ye pisyu papayonayaha. And then there's another shloka like, oh, I didn't explain it in English. Right? I only told the Sanskrit. Those who take shelter of me, te pi yanti paragatim, they can go to the highest destination if, what? They take shelter of me. Mam hi partha vyapashritya. Ye pi syu, maybe, syuhu. It may be that they are from a lower birth. Papa yonayaha. So what is a lower birth? Brahmano mukamasit, right? Bahu rajanya kritaha. Uru tadasya yadvaishyaha. Padbhyam gum shudro ajayata. So Vedas, according to Vedic concept, Purusha Sukta, Brahmanas came from the head. So they are considered higher. Bahurajanya kritaha. Kritaha was done, was made from the arms, Rajanyas, kings. And yepisyu papayone striyaha vaishyaha tatha shudraha. Shudraha. So women, vaishyas and shudras are called papayoni. Karada guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu. According to prarabdha karmas, karmas that we forgot, we have a good or a bad birth. If someone is an asura, asurim yonim apanna mudha janmani janmani, he's thrown into a bad birth, asad yoni, for many, many times. Then he is also asura, asura shreshta, best of the asuras. Asura is a papa yoni, but he is a great personality, mahajan. So it is possible to be uplifted. But there is still a distinction. There is a societal distinction. That was Vedic system. But there is something called fanaticism, ativad. Ati, too much, vad, a particular ideology. So there was a fifth caste created in India, untouchables. But in Vedas there are no untouchables. In Vedas there are Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. In Gita, Striyo Vaishya Tatha Shudraha, Chaturvarnam Maya Shrishtam Gunakarma Chaturvarnam. Only four varnas, not five. But if someone behaves like an animal, pashuvat, like an animal, then we don't associate with him. Someone who eats non-vegetarian food, carnivore, is a pashuvat, like an animal. Tamasic. It's food in the mode of ignorance. Then such persons, we should not associate with them. But for preaching, we meet them. We give them books. But teachings must be there. The lectures, Prabhupada encouraged book distribution, but he also lectured every day, everywhere. So to teach these ignorant fools, what is the Vedic concept? Prabhupada lectured. And that is the Vedic system. It was not invented by Prabhupada. It's been going on. Evam parampara praptam. It is ancient. Shukadev was lecturing to Parikshit. And Sutta was explaining Bhagavatam to sages in Naimisharanya. Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Vishaka Ki. Shri 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 Sitaram Lakshmad Hanumanji Ki. Shri Shri Gornithai Ki. So, society is in need of reformation, because if you don't eat non-vegetarian food, if you don't take intoxication, you are antyaja, you are an outcast. You know this word? Antyaja, outcast. Tyaja, rejected. Yeah, in modern society, to be accepted, you should take intoxication. You should eat non-vegetarian, isn't it? In modern society, how many beer bars are in Bombay? Unlimited. He's our Govinda's manager. It's in his business. He's a co-manager. Few people are sitting here, And there's a few other temples where a few other people are sitting. But the vast majority, just like we see so many dogs on the Juhu beach, everyone is wearing a chaddi. That is avaidikam, avaidika acharaha. That is the behavior of those who do not follow Vedic culture. Even if he's someone in ISKCON. Oh, Hare Krishna. What happened? Why Prabhupada spread these dhotis and saris? Why did he do it? Vedic achar. So we changed our dress. Even all these Hindu boys, Indian boys, they changed their dress. They were also wearing pants and shirts. Isn't it? Nowadays, even in the village, even the labor on the farm, what is it called in Hindi? Anapad Gawar. An illiterate farmer is wearing a pant and a shirt. Dhoti is dikkar, it's condemned. So Prabhupada changed, even the Hindus, he had to change their dress. And change their food. Not so much in India. Because people, rice dal chapati, everybody eats. And change their name at the time of initiation. Right? Food, dress, religion for us. And what else? We didn't change our language. Samskritam shikshaniyam. The word malecha means one who cannot speak Sanskrit, actually. The person who cannot converse in Sanskrit, Samskritam, su Sanskrita, he's very cultured. In our Gaudiya Sampradaya, all the literatures mostly are in Sanskrit. So if we want to change society, we should learn this. All these books are in Sanskrit. Not so difficult. Tadrisha kashtam nasti. Yathar janaha chintayanti. That's not as difficult as people think. Am I speaking? It's possible. Practical reformation of society. But it's difficult, just like it's difficult to get people to give up alcohol or other intoxicants. Difficult, yeah. How many people here? 100. They gave up. But the tens of thousands who are being influenced the other way. Start. Here. There was a movie made recently, here in Hindi movie, you may not have heard of that. Udte Punjab. Everyone is taking intoxication in Punjab. Udte means get high in Hindi. So this is going on a widespread scale. Kali Yuga, we say. Then Viparitam, this is the word, reverse. Viparitam. What is in contradiction to the Vedic concept has become popular in society. So it has become a society of asuras. Prahlad Maharaj is the subject today. He was an asura, asura shreshta, right here on the board. Best of the asuras. But asura means tamasikam, rajasikam, the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion. That is asura. One who is deha saktaha, right? Deha, the body, asaktaha, attached. We are all attached. We cannot, few are totally detached, few. But we are trying to become detached. We are trying. By serving Krishna, by engaging in Krishna seva, then you give up your selfishness. But most of the people, Dehatma buddhi. They feel that the body is the Atma. And because we are, what is it? Anujivatma, infinitesimal souls. It is very easy to become influenced by this concept because we don't have any experience, we can't remember. All we know is this body. But we also know that the body is destructible. In a moment, it can be destroyed. In one, we see every day, right? Ahanyahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam. Day and night, the crematoriums are being filled up. Yeah, we know one person expired a few days ago. But there's every day. You read in the newspaper how many died on the road, how many died in the fighting, terrorists, military action, storm, natural, adi bhotika, adi daivika, adi atmika. Rain, flooding. So many people are dying every day. But we are attached. And kim ascharyam atavparam sheshastavaram ichanti. The most wonderful thing, we want to stay. But Yudhishthira did not immediately give up. Hearing these words from Yamaraj, right? Hearing these words spoken in Mahabharata by Yamaraj, sheshastavaram ichanti kim ascharyam atavparam. More wonderful than this, what is there? Nothing. This is the most wonderful thing, that we all want to remain here, even though we know we have to go. So we are not making arrangements to go. Just like if I have to catch a train, then I book a taxi, or I go outside and look for an auto. Now there's what, Ola taxi? What's the other one? Uber taxi, Ola taxi, take me to the train station. The train is at, one devotee just left now, back to Dubai, 8:30 flight. So he had to go after Mangalarati, he went to the airport. Right, we make preparation, we get ready. But to leave this body, what is the preparation? That is the question. Then if we are indulging in tamasic and rajasic activities, then okay, have to do it. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Moksha is at the end. End is not fixed. Then you. So first thing was dharma. So what is dharma? What is dharma? Right. That is the main question. What is dharma? Prahlad was born an asura, but even from the childhood, then he, who said that? Komara acharet prajnya, is it Prahlad or it's Prahlad? Acharet, you should behave. Acharaha, behavior. Acharet, should behave. Komara acharet prajnyaha. What does that mean? Intelligence. Thank you. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it at the same time. Prajnya, mahaprajnya. Greatly intelligent. There is one Jain guru, mahaprajnya. You didn't hear about him. One of those with the patti, you know, cloth in front of him. He's very famous. He's coming to Hyderabad in a year and a half. They're going to spend 100 crores receiving him. Prajnyaha. Jnya. Nya. In Hindi they say gya. Pragya. But in Sanskritam, prajnya. Komara achare prajnyaha. What does it mean? Vedadhyayanam. Study of Vedas. What is study of Vedas? Memorization. Avartanam. Avartana Vidhanam. You must memorize. We have not done it. We didn't do it. That is unfortunate. It's unfortunate. You are young. You should do it. You'll become fortunate. Komara Aksharet Prajnyaha. What is that intelligence? Swadhyaya Bhyasanam Chaiva Pavanani Manishinaha. Even those who are greatly wise by study of Vedas, they purify themselves. Gita, you shouldn't sit like that. Gita teaches this. Gita teaches. I'm not teaching. Gita teaches. That is a tradition for a brahmana. Dharma shikshanam. To know what is dharma. Dharmasya mulam veda. The root of dharma are the Vedas. Rupa Goswami. I have to quote him, otherwise you'll think I'm a smarter brahman. Shruti smriti puranadi pancharatra vidhim vina. Without reference to Shruti, Smriti, someone who follows Smriti, smarta. Someone who follows the Smriti is a smarta. Smarta Shabda comes from Smriti. And Shruti, Vedas. Puranadi, Puranas and Itihasas. 18 Mahapuranas, 18 Upapuranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana. And Harivamsa Purana. It's part of the Mahabharata, part of the Puranas in between. These Shastras should be studied and memorized. Avartanam. And one who memorizes, what's he called? You are right. Shruti Dhara. Dharanam. Giridhara. Giridhara. We're worshipping. We're in a few days. Right? Govardhan Puja. Giridhara. Shruti Dhara. Thank you, Maharaj. But there's another word. Avadhani. Avadhanam. Avadhanam and Dharanam, they're paryaya synonyms. Shruti Dhara. Jati Smara, that's different. One who remembers his Purva Janma. Shruti Dhara. Uttamam. Very good word. We are supposed to memorize. Then if you memorize, what happens? When you need it, and whole life you'll be meditating on it. Vedas. What are we meditating on now, Maya? Especially Mlechas and Yavanas like us. We had a very bad childhood. Those childhood sanskaras, they don't go away. They don't go away. We have to suppress them. It's very difficult. But what if someone from the childhood, Komara Achade Prajnya, Bhakta Prahlad, Prahlad Maharaj, from childhood, from the womb, in his mother's womb, he was hearing Narada glorifying Kirtanam. What is Kirtanam? We have different, some people have different concepts. What is Kirtanam means glorification. Recently, I mentioned earlier, we saw someone passed away. He was a great devotee of ISKCON. He donated a lot of money. So Prabhupada used to quote, Kirtir Yasya, one who has fame, Kirti. Sajivati, he's living. That means he will live on. Just like we are glorifying Prabhupada, 40 years has gone by. And every day, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Why? He left so much. What? Veda Upadesh. Dharmika Upadesh. Teachings of Vedas. For ordinary people who don't know Samskritam, Asamskrita, those who are uncultured, Samskritam Kritam. He made them cultured. Samskritam Kritam. Kritam did. And through Sanskritam, Prabhupada made them cultured. He used to say, they don't eat meat, they don't take intoxication, even tea and coffee. And he said something else that maybe I shouldn't say. They won't go in the Murugi mission to pass urine. Because there are so many so-called Vedic institutions where the sannyasis are eating fish and chicken. So it's called the Murugi mission. I don't want to mention the name, you know. Prabhupada was told by one Swamiji from the Murugi mission in New York, now you have come to Swami Nikhilananda. You have come to America, now you don't need to wear this dhoti. You can eat meat. Why not? Prabhupada said, no. I have come to teach Vedic culture. I will not assimilate myself into this society of asuras. Right? Mlecha society. You know, there are so many institutions for protecting Indian culture. But ISKCON is the main institution for spreading Indian culture all over the world. And now in India, it's become popular. We have 100 and how many centers in India? No, not in India. 92 are official, as I recall. And then those are full centers, and then there's branches, and right? What is it? Preaching centers, extension centers, namhattas, are so many. So our mission is to spread Vedic culture and Vedic dharma. Unfortunately, modern education does not provide for these teachings. Therefore, Prabhupada never established a modern educational institution. Didn't do it. It's a Gurukula. And Gurukula is for Brahmachari Gurukule. Now, to teach humility, Vasandanto Guroritam. But after that, study of Vedas, Veda Dhyayana. There's a Vedic educational syllabus. Vedic educational syllabus. We must implement that. If we want to make brahmanas, Prabhupada wanted to create a class of brahmanas. It's not by janma. If you read Gita carefully, it seems to be janma. Abhijato si Bharata. You know that verse? You are born with these qualities. Then it seems to be janma. Karana guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu. You get a good birth if you do something good. And you get a bad birth if you do something bad. Sad asad. Sad yoni means being born in a good place. But you see, it's like this. Somebody gives you a lakh of rupees. You can spend it in one day and enjoying in a hotel. Right? Or you can put it in the bank and you can make 1 lakh into 10 lakhs. Right? If you use that money wisely. So you may get a birth in a good family, but it has to be properly utilized. Of course, a young child may not know. A young child may not know, so the parents are supposed to guide him. But now we are trying to change the adults. But the children also have to be taught. So Divya Chakshu, what does it mean? No, that I was just rhetorically saying. But here in the verse it said, Prahlad had transcendental vision. Why? He understood Vedic Dharma. He understood what was Dharma. If you understand Dharma, then you can see, right? sapashyati yathatmanam. What is that? I'm forgetting now. Yapashyati sapashyati. One who sees according to the teachings of Vedas, he really sees. And one who follows the asuras, those who do not follow Vedic culture, even though he sees something but he cannot see, he's ignorant. The word seeing is synonymous with knowledge and ignorance. If you have knowledge. So vidya, vinaya. Vidya means Veda vidya. Vidya means Veda vidya. Vinaya, humility. After all, I am just mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are anshas. We are not Vishnu. Vyapnoti iti Vishnu, the all-pervading Vishnu. We are not Vishnu. So many people declare, I am an avatar. I am God, you are God. I know I am God, you don't know you are God. Such people are there. Gita says, no, you are Anksha. You are not Vibhu. Anu Jivatma, not Vibhu Paramatma. Then you should know that. But people don't know. They are ignorant. If they don't know, they are aprajnya, without knowledge. Komara achare prajnyaha, intelligence. And prajnya hinaha, without, bereft of knowledge, bereft of intelligence. So this Arya Sammata. Arya is someone, not the Germans. We have a German here. But no, you renounced that. You renounced everything. You were in your previous ashram. So there was 75, 80 years ago in Germany, they said, we're the Aryans. Right? And this word Arya is a Sanskrit word. Came from Vedas. And it means somebody who studied Vedas. Veda Dhyayanam. If you studied Vedas, then you were an Aryan. And if you did not study Vedas, you were an Aryan. You were not an Aryan. Aryan did not have to do with a place. In India, there's the Aryan invasion theory. No, that's from England, not from India. Right? The British scholars came. They wanted to convert India to Christianity. So they said the Aryans invaded India from, what is it, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan. Here they say Kazakhstan. They don't say Kazakhstan. You know that? Kazakhstan. And Turkmenistan. They feel that those people invaded India and they pushed the Adivasis, the original inhabitants, into the forest and into South India. Arya. But Arya does not mean a place. Arya means Vedic culture. Arya Sammatam, in agreement with Vedic culture. Arya Putra, a woman, you had to address the husband as the son of an Aryan. Someone who was a follower of Vedic culture. Then when they stopped following slowly, that remained, but the culture went away. Or some cultural traits remain. Touching feet of elders. You see in India, right? We don't have it in the West. Then what is that? Matri Devo Baba. Pitri Devo Baba. Mother and father should be seen as devatas. Not that they are actually devatas, but should be considered as devatas. Why? Arya Samskritihi, Vedic culture. Acharya Devo Baba. That's why we're worshipping Prabhupada, because Vedas say the Acharyas should be worshipped. Acharyopasana. Prabhupada used to quote that. Then, Atiti Devo Bhava. Matri Devo Bhava, Pitri Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atiti Devo Bhava. There were no hotels in this country. Hospitality industry. Right? Hospitality industry. Hospitality means Atiti Devo Bhava. There's a place for you to stay. There's food for you. Come. Anyone hungry, come. Not that, yes, come, but it's 2,500 rupees. 4,000 rupees. Modern society, we are running the hospitality industry. What to do? There's no Raja to Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. The Rajanyas, they used to protect the Brahmanas. But they had to protect everyone. Rajanyaha, Kshatriya, was to protect everybody. Not only the Brahmanas. Even the Vaishyas, the Shudras. The main business of government, what is the business of government today in India? They say three things in Hindi. What is it? Bijli, Sadak, Pani. Right? Electricity, roads and water. They think that's the duty of a Kshatriya. It's not. The duty of a Kshatriya is Rakshanam. Jananam Rakshanam, to protect the citizens. That is the duty of a Kshatriya. Then there's another Sanskrit word, Sarvakaraha. All type of activity. In Hindi it's called Sarkar. Government. So that is there. But the main duty is to protect. If there is peace, then you can have spiritual life. Then you can study Vedas. If there is no peace, how can you study Vedas? Time is up. Questions. Questions. Prashna Uttari. Prashna. Anyone have a question? Mic. Is there a mic for the question?
Hare Krishna. Thanks for a nice class. You mentioned the government is, the duty of the government is to ensure peace, ashanti. But here we see now, government itself promotes ashanti. This is only
Kali Yuga, right? Viparitam, everything is reverse. We are fools for wearing dhotis. And people make fun. Why you're wearing a dhoti, right? Even in India. So what to do? We have determined, dhrita nishchaya, firm determination. We have to go on with prachar. Prachar pravritti, but also to study shastras. Both. What are we preaching? Kya prachar kar rahe hai hum? What are we preaching? Then you have to study shastras. Gita, kam se kam. At least Gita. At least. Memorize whole Gita. Ideal. Adarsh. To memorize the whole Gita. It's not so difficult. We didn't do it, unfortunately. But if you do it, you're fortunate. Greatly bhagyam. Great fortune.
Did Prabhupada mention anywhere that devotees should become MPs or leaders, so-called leaders, and promote...
There was a time, not in India, but in the United States, where some disciples of Prabhupada formed a political party, In God We Trust party. And they ran for election for mayor of Atlanta, USA, big city. And of course, there was no chance of winning. But because he got some signatures and his name was there, and he got on TV, one disciple of Prabhupada, who is still alive, and he became a lawyer. Later on, he became a vakil. You know where this word vakil comes from? Huh? No, vakil sahab is there. Mahaprabhu Das. Sanskrite vyakyanam kurvantu vakil shabdasya. Can you explain it? Your whole life you went as a vakil. Vak kilaye, what is it? Vak kilayate iti vakilaha. One who plays with words. Vak words kilayate, playing. Vakilaha. The word vakil comes from vak kilayate, playing with words.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
So, what to do? We are trying to reverse the trend of materialism and, you know, adharma, avaidika jivanam, vaidikam jivana, vaidika sangha nirmanam, samaj nirmanam, mahatkaryam. It's not easy. It's a great work, and it's a fight, you know, because all the whole society is against it. Society is promoting live-in relationships. What is a live-in relationship? Is cats and dogs life, Prabhupada said. So, you know, this is being promoted in the society. Homosexuality. Prabhupada said it is, homosexuality is not for any sane man. That means it's insanity. It's madness. Prabhupada said like that. It might have been there. You know, just like some people are mad. They cannot control their mind. But that's not a majority of people. But they're encouraging this behavior in the West. Same-sex marriage. What is this nonsense? Whole society is saying jayo jayo jayaha to all this nonsense. What can be done? Then that Prabhupada said it's a humbug civilization. Humbug means nonsense. Foolish. So whole modern society is a foolish society. But they think we're very advanced. Right? Because of technology. Oh, this is technology? That is technology. We came on technology. Foreigners, we came here. We didn't swim. Technology bringing us closer to Krishna. Because Bharata is the place of Krishna. And Janma is not important, but Devatas are praying for Janma in Bharata, in Bhagavata, same Bhagavatam. So what does it mean? Special place? Okay, we have a meeting to attend. So, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Mama Sarva Dosha Kshamyatam. Please excuse my faults.